Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, good evening, good night, hello, welcome to the Word Prayer Project, our Sunday night prayer time. I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph, and I am so happy to welcome you to our seventh prayer time together. Oh my goodness, it has been such a wonderful experience so far. We have prayed together for the men. We have prayed together for the dads. We've prayed for the children. We've prayed for everyone. We've prayed for the moms. We've prayed for the siblings. And tonight, we are praying for mental health and depression. And, you know, it is a fantastic opportunity to come together with my prayer partners, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to pray for our mental health and depression. Last week on In Due Time with Pastor Steph, Thursday's Therapeutic Thursday session, we had Pastor Corrine Johnson, and she was on, and we talked about the 9 points of trauma. It was such a powerful, powerful, powerful segment, and was our first segment dealing with that topic. And I got so much fantastic feedback. And it's because everybody's identifying with the issues of trauma, mental health, depression, just the whole gamut, and it's all connected. And tonight, you know, I did not have an idea of what I was going to pray about, and I asked, and that's what came out: mental health, depression. And I was thinking about that earlier, but had not solidified anything. So when that suggestion came through, I was like, I got you. I got you. Yes, yes, yes. So I want to welcome you again. Please check in. Let me know you're out there. Let me say my very first hello. Good evening to Vivian, our girl Vivian from Wednesday, from Wow Wednesday. Our socially conscious segment is spearheaded by Vivian. And trust me when I tell you, oh, the topics, the stories are out of this world. So we want to make sure that we tune in so we can hear Vivian. So thanks for checking in, Vivian. Oh, we got Styles of a Christian Fashionista, and she's sounding out to our seventh week. So welcome. Oh, we got, I believe it's Ada, my Facebook user. Hello, Ada, and welcome. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Serge, our first male to join with us tonight. Welcome. Yes, we do welcome the men. It is a call for the women to come together, but we don't turn down any prayer partners. So welcome, Serge. Good evening to you. Shanti's brand is also checking in, so we're going to say hello. And I'm going to ask that I get a word for whoever is on Blog Talk. I want to say welcome to my Blog Talk people. Hey, Maggie Powell, thank you so much for joining us. This is your second week with us. So I'm giving God thanks that you decided to come back and be a prayer partner with us. And tonight, for those of you who are just checking in, we are praying tonight for mental health and depression. So I need you to get those prayer requests in. It's loaded. It's loaded. I'm telling you, it's loaded. So if God is putting someone on your heart, did you notice someone didn't seem well? Somebody who you know is generally, you know, spunky and has a lot of spice and, you know, they are always perky. And all of a sudden, you're seeing just a shift in their personality, a shift in how they're interacting. Then put their name out there, because they may not be saying something, but something might be wrong. And I don't know why I'm getting teary-eyed here. And I guess because I understand what it is to go through something, you know, and you don't want to talk about it. It's very difficult sometimes to release some things that are personal. You don't want to talk. You don't want to tell people what's going on. You think it might be silly or it might be something small and nobody wants to hear what you got to say. And, you know, everybody's got their own problems. Nobody needs to hear mine. Forget all of that tonight. Forget it. I want everybody to put in the chat, forget about it. Forget about this personal, I can't share, I don't want to tell anybody what's going on. We are family, and that's what God is doing. He is bringing us together so that we can lift one another up in prayer. There's a lot of mental illness going on. There's a lot of mental health issues going on. There's a lot of depression going on. There's a lot of stress going on. There's a lot of things that's going on in everybody's life. And I promise that Jesus is the answer. All right, Vivian, forget about it. Come on, send me those forget about it. Forget about it's personal. Right now, it's time for us to join hands and join hearts and work together to send the enemy to flight. He has to understand that once we get together, over. It is over. Nobody is going to bow down to him anymore. Nobody's going to be quiet and hide over in their corner and the privacy of their own, you know, world, and nobody knows what they're going through. We need one another. We need one another. And it's that time. It's that time for us to shed all this secrecy, all this privacy. You know, the world says a closed mouth never gets fed. And unless you partner with people who love you, with people who are concerned about you, with people who want to help to encourage you, support you, lift you up, you know, walk with you and go before the Lord together. That's what we're here for. Why do you think God called for 1 million women to come together? Well, we got more than 1 million women. We got men too. That's how great our God is, that not only do we have the women, we've got men. And we're giving God thanks tonight, because if we're on together, that means that God is helping you to keep it together. You're not as bad as you could be. You're not as bad as you once were. You're not alone. You've got tons and tons of people who are going through the same thing one way or another. They may not be going through the exact same issue, but they're going through issues, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They're crying. They're unhappy. They're depressed. They can't function. They don't want to get out of the bed. They don't want to talk to anybody. You're calling them and they're not answering the phone. You're texting them and they're not responding. Yeah, it's going down. If we are on together tonight, that means that God has been doing his job all along, and we are standing up together. So come on. Come on, come on, come on in the room. Come on, come on, come on, and become prayer partners with some of the best of God's people. Come on, come on, come on, and give that prayer request. Lift yourself up. You ain't got to even lift anybody else up. Give God thanks for your mental stability. That I could have been, but I'm not. I remember a time when, but I'm no longer like that anymore. Take this opportunity. It's still early. To text a friend, to call a friend, to let them know. Share this on Facebook. You can hit that share button. And for those of you who are on YouTube, make sure you smash that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you will know each and every time Pastor Steph is on and we are live. You want to be on from the beginning. You don't want to miss anything because you just don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know what's going to happen. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. You want to get in from the beginning. You know how that movie starts and you want to start from, you want to be sitting here with your popcorn from the credits? That's what you want to do when the Word Prayer Project comes on. You, whatever you're doing, you want to stop what you're doing so that you can join in on the prayer. You can get in on the prayer. So come on, send me those prayer requests. It's loading up. I promise you. We're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live. We're on Blog Talk Live. We're out there. We're out there. So there's no reason why anyone who wants to connect with us, who wants to pray with us, can't pray, can't connect. We are even able to facilitate prayer ability for those who don't even use the internet. Yes, 516-387-1358 is the number you want to call if you want to pray with us and you want to be a part of this prayer, but you don't have internet access. Yes, God has got you covered. So please put that in the chat for me so that anybody who wants to invite someone who, you know, maybe an older person, maybe someone who's got their internet down, you know, it happens. It happens. You know, we couldn't afford to pay the rent and the cable bill. We couldn't afford to pay the rent and the Wi-Fi. Yes. All right. So shout out to Leticia. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Word Prayer Project. Make sure, Leticia, you send in that prayer request for anybody you know who is going through some level of mental instability, some depression, some sadness, because depression starts with that sad feeling, and it just continues to rapidly increase, and you go down, 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 and before you know it, you can't even function, and you're like, how did I get here? Well, right now, we are going to start that climb out of depression. No. We're pushing all of that to the side. Remember, the tagline tonight is forget about it. Forget about the privacy issue. Forget about the fact that we can't talk to somebody. You come on, talk to Pastor Steph. I'm all right. I'm here. God has positioned me for you to be able to speak to me. So please take the time to do so. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Make sure you send those prayer requests, 347-285-7777, okay? 347-285-7777. If you want to send 100 prayer requests because you know 100 people who are going through some type of mental instability or depression, or they're loners now, or they're isolating themselves and they're not communicating, what about your children? what about your children? You know, we've been dealing with a heavy increase of bullying in school. We've been dealing with a heavy increase of suicide from children. They're not even making it to adulthood. The war is on our children. So make sure you pray for your child. I don't care if they seem to be okay. The time is now. Come on, 347-285-7777. Call out that child's name to Pastor Steph so I can read that name tonight. I can see the prayer request coming through right now. This list is getting longer and longer and longer. Oh, yeah. And I welcome every single prayer request tonight. That's what we're here for. We're here to lift one another up in prayer. We're here to support and encourage one another to come up out that closet. Come up off that couch. Come up out of that bed. Come up out of the depression. Come out of that isolation. Come out of that sadness. Come out of that worry. Come on, let's get it together. Let's get it together. We can do it together. You're no longer alone. You were never alone, but you get what I'm saying. You know, you need people. You need bodies around you. And here's the thing. You don't have just any old body around you tonight. You got prayer warriors. You got prayer partners. You got people who are saying amen. You got people who are saying praise the Lord. You got people that are saying hallelujah. That's what you need right now. You don't need those people who are in your camp, even sometimes in your own family, that they are just not encouraging. You know, we were talking the other day, and there were people who were saying, hey, you know, I know some people who would just put me down, my parents who would just put me down. And I'm not going to be anything, and I can't be that lawyer or that doctor. We're canceling that tonight. We're canceling it tonight. So let's make sure we put that name on the list. Is it your name? I'll take your name. I'll take your name. Come on, come on, come on. I'll take your name. I'll take your name. Your name too. Pastor Steph is on the list. Pastor Steph is always on the list. Because if I'm not on the list and I'm supposed to be the one that's spearheading this, ooh, what's going to happen? I'm not afraid to get on the list. So if I'm not afraid to get on, then you have got to help me. Come on. I'm praying for you. You're praying for me. We're praying for others. Can you imagine? You know, every week I go through this. Every week I say the same thing. I think God called for us to climb to 1 million women praying together. And I say that I'll take the million. I'm going for the million. I don't care how long it takes me to get there. God told me to climb so I get to a million. However, think about just 100 women praying together. Just think about 100 women calling out 100 names. Oh. So you got 100 people who God is going to deal with. And once God deals with those 100 people, it instantaneously becomes at least 200-300 people. Why? Because if that one person, okay, so let's use Pastor Steph as an example. So Pastor Steph, you call out Pastor Steph's name. Well, once I begin to change, once God begins to work on me, I got how many people in my house, how many people in my immediate connection is that going to change? So I got 3 girls. I have a granddaughter. I have a nephew. I have my daughter's friend. I've got my other daughter's friend. I've got the congregation. So look at all those people that automatically begin to shift and change under the sound of your voice. That's what God is aiming to do. He's saying the more of us who pray together, that's how many lives will be changed instantaneously. Yeah, because as we're praying, God is shifting the atmosphere. It happens just like that. So let's make sure if you're in here, if you're in the room, whether you're on Facebook or whether you're on YouTube Live, make sure you send me a, hey, Pastor Steph, I want to hear from you. I want you to check in. I don't know who's out there until you say, hey, to Pastor Steph. So we're about to start reading off some of these names and some of these prayer requests. And I really, really encourage you to make sure you get that prayer request in, 347-285-7777. It's scrolling across your screen as we speak. If your internet begins to get wacky, if the Wi-Fi begins to get wacky, it's okay. It's okay. 516-387-1358. That's the number you call, and instantly you will be connected to us, and you won't miss anything. Yep. Yep, I promise. So, again, well, every time I call out that number, please put that number in the chat room for me, please. That way, if anybody joins, they'll see it, and as the comments scroll, we won't lose the number, okay? So I'm going to start calling out some of these prayer requests because the list is quite long. All righty. So, ooh, baby, look at this list of prayer requests. Well, Teresa is lifting herself up in prayer. She says she might be going through some seasonal depression and anxiety and praying to cast all of her cares and anxieties on to God. Amen. Amen. And Teresa's praying for her nephew, Aaron, and his self-esteem, his paranoia, and self-worth, praying that he finds his worthiness in God. Amen. Amen. Teresa's also praying for her mom, lifting her mental issues that causes her to drink. We're lifting mom up in prayer as well. Oh, we have Anika who's lifting up her friend Jeanette who suffers from depression and MS, excuse me, and asking God to introduce himself to her in a new way, allowing her to get to know him and cast her concerns on him regarding her health and her self-image, and that she is worthy of his love and his creation. Amen. Anika is also praying for Jeanette's husband, Hector, who suffers with depression also and who has a drinking problem, and praying that he also seeks God for healing and getting back on track for his family and to help maintain a healthy work life, confidence, and providing for his family. Amen. Praying for their daughter, Annalise, who has been there to help her mom through the tough times, and asking God to continue to guide and protect her as she navigates dealing with her feelings as she goes through her teenage years, a teenager who's been there for mom. Amen. Let her also get to know God and seek him for her strength and courage and love. Amen. You're a teenager, and you're dealing with both parents who suffer with depression. We have to definitely lift up Annalise in prayer, because to carry that around and to still, you know, be the support system for your parents, amen, amen, amen. Annalise, I'm calling Annalise three times. Annalise, 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 amen, amen. And we're going to shout out Annalise because, you know, she could walk off. She could, you know, say, listen, that's their issue. I got my own issues. But she's hanging out with mom and dad. She's right there. So amen for Annalise. Amen. Anika's praying for her sister-in-law, Davina, who has periods of feeling inadequate as a wife and mother, and asks God to tap on her to seek him for the godly principles and how to grow into a godly wife and mother she would love to be. Listen, I want to remind all of you that we are limited in our ability to do anything. I don't care how great we are.
I don't care how hard we work. I don't care whether we're at the top of the list or not. We are nothing without God. Nothing. I mean absolutely nothing without God. And unless we take the time to put God first, we're not going to be the best mother. We're not going to be the best daughter or son. We're not going to be the best spouse. We're not going to be the best worker. We're not going to be the best anything. If you think you are good at this particular thing, imagine, I always like to say, sprinkle a little Jesus on that thing. Ah, I love to say, sprinkle a little Jesus on that thing and watch how it all turns around. Watch the improvement that happens. Watch you just douse who and what you are with Jesus. Just sprinkle a little Jesus on that thing. And I promise you, everything will increase much, I mean, far past what you ever imagined it could be. So if you want to be the best mother, if you want to be the best wife, you don't have God? God is not in your life? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You'll only be at a 7. You won't be at the 10. I'm sorry. I'm only telling you what the Word of God has proven. Once we add God to the equation, There's nothing we're not able to do. All right? Ah, we're praying. Vivian is praying for Aaron, who is struggling with mental health and depression, praying that he allows God's word and lessons from Sabbath school to help him and get him going on the right path. Amen. Vivian is also praying for Amari, that God gives him the right people to talk to so he doesn't have to deal with depression. Praying for God to help with his mental health from now as a little boy in any way that he sees fit. And we're talking about an 8-year-old child. Yes, we're lifting up the 8-year-old before the Lord. Vivian is also praying for Serge's mental health and confidence. Amen. And Vivian wants to pray for Pastor Steph and her mental health as she has to deal with the mental health of so many. Amen. And thank you, Vivian, for that prayer. Oh, we have another prayer from Anika, who's praying for Aaron as he seeks God for forgiveness for the things he's done in his mental state, learning that God loves him and to gravitate towards that godly love for a better life and to stay on the path God is placing him. Praying for Jasmine. I'm just praying for Jasmine to turn back to God and seek him for everything as she learns she is worthy of his love. Amen. Anika is lifting herself in prayer tonight, thanking God for all he has done for her and using his word to bring negative thoughts and insecurities into captivity. Amen. And leaning on the love that God shows her each moment, regardless of what the world says. Amen. Come on, submit your own name tonight. Come on. Come on. I'm all right. I'll take it. Let's go. Let's go. 347-285-7777. If you've just joined us, we are praying tonight for mental health and depression. Huge. Huge. From our babies to our elderly, everybody is suffering with this depression and mental health issue, mental illness, mental stability. Somewhere along the line, you're emotionally unstable, you're mentally unstable, you're spiritually unstable, and you got to get this back on track. Well, here we are tonight to help one another get this done. Come on, come on. We got it. We got it. Look at all the prayers that have gone forward already. Amen. We're lifting up the 8-year-old. We're lifting up the 21-year-old. We're lifting up the 36-year-old. We're lifting up, you know, moms. We're lifting up moms and teens. We're lifting up mom and husband and teen. Listen, God says bring it all to me and lay it on the altar. That's what we're here to do tonight. I'm here to be your prayer partner. And we are going to lift all of these issues before the Lord. We pray for husbands. We pray for our children. We pray for friends, come on. Come on in the room. If you're in here and I don't know you're in here, make sure you check in and give Pastor Steph a shout out. And let me know that you're here with us to be a prayer partner with us tonight. They're coming through. The list is jumping. So you might as well be on the party. You might as well be a part of this list as well. Okay, so we have a prayer request from Serge. He's praying for himself to continue letting God guide him through everything within his will for his life, and that Serge allows God to do his work in him and not fight God. Amen. 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 Praying for his wife, Vivian. Serge is praying for his wife, Vivian, that she allows God to calm her and work upon her heart and heal her from all pain in the past, to open up to her future, not to let the past control and ruin what she has now. Amen. Oh, we got a check in from Peggy. Hey, Peggy, thank you so much for joining us. Giving God thanks that you're in the room. Come on, Peggy. I know you know somebody who's not quite mentally stable, who's going through some level of mental insecurities, who's depressed, who just, they just got them 7-7. Submit that name so we could call out that name and lift them up to God and let God deal with them right here, right now, tonight. Oh, Serge is praying for his mom and asking God to allow God to take, that she would allow God to take the will to help her understand and obey his word in the Bible, not her way of understanding, but what God says in the Bible. And you know how common this is. You know, that's why the Bible tells us lean not to our own understanding. Because when we do that, oh, we all messed up. We're all messed up. So we're gonna continue to keep mom lifted in prayer. Serge is praying for his nephew Aaron, hoping that God breaks the generation curse of his mother and her ways, and that Aaron allows God to create the path that he needs to follow, which is to follow God in all that Aaron does. Amen. Serge is also praying for his church family, that God takes care of all of the group mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually in all aspects of their lives. Amen. Amen. Hey, we got to check in. We're checking in. Oh, Renee. Oh, my girl, Renee. Thank you so much for joining us. Renee was the one who gave mental health and depression. So thanks to Renee, who suggested that tonight. I looked at her and asked her, who are we praying for? What are we praying for today? And that's what she gave us. Amen. And Renee is saying something really powerful right now. Praying for those suffering in silence. We just got finished talking about that. Amen. We just got finished talking about those. Remember, I want you to send a comment through that says, forget about it. Forget about those moments that we suffer in silence. Forget about those moments that we don't share what we're going through. Forget about those moments where we can't talk to people. We don't want people in our business. We don't want people to know what's going on. No, we're here to be prayer partners. That's what God has put us together for tonight, to be prayer partners. Come on in the room and let us know what's going on. You ain't got to let us know what happened when you were two. It's okay. But just give us some general idea. Are you listening to the prayer requests that are going forward? I love to get these prayer requests because that's showing me that you're paying attention to what somebody is going through. You're paying attention to who God is calling you to pray for. Why do you think we're here together? Why? So come on. I want you to give me a forget about it. I want you to encourage all of those who are suffering in silence. Forget about the way the world tells you. Forget about what happened, you know, the last time you spoke to somebody. Right now, we're praying. That's all that matters, is that we talk to God together, okay? Come on in the room. Come on in the room. All right. I got some prayer requests going on. Rayana is lifting herself in prayer, praying that God keeps her lifted, so her spirit's lifted, I'm sorry, through the winter months. And while she's dealing with the stress of school, praying for her mom
and she knows that she gets lonely and feels isolated sometimes due to repetitive actions of just going to work and getting home, praying that mom can look to God for assistance with her health and company. Amen. Come on. Come on, lift mom up. Mom is going through a whole lot. God, mom is going through a whole lot. We don't know. You know, mom suffers in silence. I just want you to know that. Mom suffers in silence. Well, tonight, we're encouraging all moms to open up. Because if we don't call out your name, you don't get that extra help that you need. See, we're calling out your name so that God can touch your life. So we want to shout out to Pastor KL. We're giving God thanks that Pastor KL is in the room with us tonight. Pastor KL, come on, 347-285-7777. I know you know someone who is mentally challenged right now. They're trying to figure out who, you know, what to do, where to go, how to move. You know, they're suffering in silence possibly, and you know something is off. Do you know somebody who is depressed? Well, come on. Add that name to the prayer list tonight, all right? Rihanna is praying for Isaiah that he can allow God to be his solace and look to him for his health and strength. Rihanna's praying for Teresa, and she's going, you know, through a bit of a shell. She's going in a shell due to the change of season and times. And we're praying that she can allow God to keep her lifted and energetic, praying for her mind and stress levels at school. And Rihanna is praying for her niece and nephew, Shaquana, Sean, and Elijah. We never really understand the minds of younger children. And Rihanna is praying that their minds can be focused on God and they can allow God to give them all the help they need and not turn to anything that may be to their detriment. Amen. Amen. Renee is praying for those who have suffered losses during these holiday seasons. You know, it's definitely difficult when the anniversaries come around, you know, and, you know, everybody's looking to be together. And you can no longer be with that person or those people. So we're going to definitely keep them lifted up in prayer and just trust God that he will do a great work in their life. And that's why we're calling out people tonight, okay? Oh, Rihanna's praying for her leadership. She says, I know it can get cold and isolated at the top, and she's praying for mental peace and mental strength for her leader, Pastor Steph. Amen. And she's praying that Pastor Steph can have a godly outlet and feel supported, seen, loved, appreciated, and uplifted as she does God's work. Amen. And thank you so much for that prayer request for Pastor Steph. I need all the prayer requests that you offer. I'll receive them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Kenny is praying for herself, asking God to continue to work on her negative thoughts and giving God thanks for getting her out of depression. She's praying for Rennell to let God work on his drinking so he can have a clear mind and let him be able to have forgiveness in his heart. Amen. Praying for Tommy and his depression as he still mourns the loss of his mom, and for him to realize that drinking and doing drugs is not the way to go. Amen. Oh, Kenny is also praying for Isaiah, that he keeps God close to him, and praying that his parents seek God so they can get the proper help they need so they can take care of their children and God's guidance. Amen. Amen. Anika's praying to God for his people who suffer with mental health silently again, for those silent sufferers, and allow them to release, to give all their cares to God as he can move the mountains out of their lives. Amen. Amen. Shanti says a prayer from Crystal, and she says praying for her anxiety, depression, overwhelmingness and stress. Amen. So Crystal, we're lifting you up in prayer tonight as your prayer partner, and we are keeping you before the Lord. Amen. We have another request from Anika. She's praying that we can be healed and handle God's work. Amen. Kenny is also praying for Kathy's brothers who are depressed because they will never see their sister again, lifting them up so God can heal their hearts. That's Gabe and Chucky. So we're lifting Gabe and Chucky up. We have prayer from Shanti, prayer request, praying that God speaks to her heart and answers her questions regarding her emotional displacement, praying that God continues to keep her fighting against depression and isolation, praying that God teaches her the different levels of depression so that she can stay on God to make sure that she stays away from all types and all levels, praying that Jesus doesn't allow her to continue to hurt herself because of past traumas that she's aware and unaware of. Amen. Praying that she will be 100% content with it being just her and the Lord whenever she needs God and when she's alone and she's okay with the aloneness with God. Praying that she's mentally and emotionally mature to handle anything God wants to reveal to her, and thanking him for the progress that she's made and praying that she no longer downplays anything any longer. Amen. We're lifting up the teachers who are depressed or going through issues they can't have any control over. Amen. Amen. We are lifting up Cynthia McCray, who lost her husband 2 weeks ago. And we can't even imagine what Cynthia is even going through right now. And we definitely lift her up so that she does not go into any level of depression. She doesn't know that she's got sisters and brothers lifting her up. Amen. Thank you. That's a request from Renee. We have a prayer for all of the hospital workers, the social services workers, the nurses, the doctors, the teachers who have worked through the pandemic and has seen so many sad things over the past 2 years, asking God to keep them in health mentally and assist them in anything they need. Amen. 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 Oh, we got a check-in from our Pastor Corrine Jeffrey Johnson. Amen. And a shout-out to Pastor Corrine, who was with us on Thursday. And please, I said this to you earlier, please make sure you go back and listen to our Blog Talk Radio broadcast on Thursday, 9 levels of trauma. Amen. She did a fantastic job. Trust me when I tell you, the feedback was phenomenal. Please go back. Please put in the chat the link that they can go to pick up that broadcast from Thursday, okay? Please send in those prayer requests, 347-285-7777. Okay, they are definitely coming in. There is a prayer for anyone who has difficulty sleeping due to trauma. Amen. Amen. And I believe that's from our sister Tamika. And thank you, Tamika, for your prayer request. All right. We're praying for the emotional and mental stability of our children who are being bullied. We're praying that God gives them strength and courage and teaches them how to handle their situation God's way. Praying that they will learn about the hope that Jesus offers us all day, every day. And we're going to again lift up Cynthia McCray, who lost her husband. He was only 44 years old. So young, a young life that we no longer have with us. We're praying for the bully. Amen. Amen. Young and old. Amen. Praying that God reveals to them the motives behind their taunting others or mistreating or abusing others, and praying that they deserve to be better, that they understand that they deserve to be better and to make amends to everyone they have hurt. Amen. Tonight, we are praying for mental health and depression, and we need you to submit those names. We're coming down to the end where we're going to actually begin our prayer, and I'm encouraging you to join us. You know, just don't drop your name. let us hold hands and hold hearts. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We could not do it without you. We need our prayer partners. God says we need to partner up and work as one unit, okay? We're praying for parents Gene and Leroy as God preserves their mental health as they are aging. Thanking God for keeping them thus far. Amen. All right. Praying for Mr. Tony and his mental health with the loss of his sister. Praying that God comforts him and reminds him to reach out more. Again, we're talking about those people who are suffering in silence. If you know somebody who they just haven't been on their game, something's off, something's not right, they're withdrawn, they seem to be depressed, they seem to be sad, they're not answering their phone, they're not on Facebook like they used to be, you know, they're not texting, they're not responding to texts, you need to call out their name tonight. Because just that in and of itself is enough for us to send God to them. God has allowed you to notice it for a reason. Make sure you call out that name tonight. God is relying on you to pay attention to these things. They didn't have to get on the phone and tell you everything, but just because you know them and they're not who they normally are, I need you to send that name in 347-285-7777. The number is as simple as that. You can't forget it. 347-285-7777. We're praying for the homeless who have nowhere to go and praying for their mental health and let them get the help they need. We know a lot of veterans are mentally ill and they are homeless. And it's so sad because they have given their lives for this country and to get nothing in return sometimes. So we're going to lift them up in prayer. All of our veterans who have served our country, who have helped to protect us and other countries and things that they don't even know what's going on. And God has brought them safely, physically out. But mentally, they are still struggling. So we're going to lift them before the Lord. Okay? We're praying for those who lost loved ones during the pandemic. Amen. We're praying for Erica. And we're praying that God continues to work on breaking her out of standing in between him and the work he's trying to do in her. Praying that God will not allow her rejection and disobedience to sabotage her two daughters' mental health and emotional stability. Amen. I keep telling you, if you're a parent, you're not alone in this game. You're not alone in this game. Whatever form you take, your children are also succumbing to those same faults. So come on, we need you to make sure you keep up on your game. You make that connection with God because that's going to be the connection that your children have to the Lord. We're praying for Alana, who is a new mother, and that God preserves her mental health and keeps her away from any postpartum depression through her new journey. Amen. Postpartum is a monster. Oh, been there. It is a monster. There have been someone who have killed their children. Yes. Postpartum depression is a monster. All right. Praying for Tamasia that she seeks God always for whatever that's troubling her. Praying for Pastor Steph and her mental health as she is a pillar to many. Amen. Thank you again for lifting me up in prayer. Praying for Shantice's mental health, that God stays on her to stay positive. Amen. Amen. Oh, from Andre, lifting up his cousin Denzel, who is struggling with depression and insinuating that he wants to take his life. Oh, my goodness. Praying that he can make room for God. So we're definitely going to keep Denzel lifted. We're going to call Denzel's name out three times like we did the other young lady. Denzel. We're sending God for Denzel's life. And we're praying that God covers Denzel's life, that he becomes withdrawn from any thought of taking his own life. Lifting up Andre's friend Cecily, who has lost her grandmother recently and is struggling living away from home. Amen. Teresa's praying for her sisters. all of them who are dealing and healing from traumas and asking God's assistance in guiding us in our healing, as well as their brothers too. Praying for Kaylee that she opens her heart and lets God work on her mentally and spiritually. Amen. Praying for Michael and his mental and emotional stability. Praying that he stops playing around with Jesus and grabs a hold of him so that he can see how amazing he is. Praying that he understands that his stability is only contingent on his acknowledgement and respect of Father and his Son. Amen. Praying for Kareem and his mental health. Amen. Praying for Tattoo and his mental health and dealing with his illness. We're praying for Donovan's emotional health, praying that he doesn't get low and stay there due to the loss of his baby brother, asking God to strengthen him so he can be of a great support to the other brother who's recovering from a very tragic car accident. Also praying that he can mentally and emotionally be supportive to his mom in his own little way. Oh, we're praying for Andy. His father has gotten worse and is now in the hospital. He has been distant and isolating himself to deal with everything going on. And Rihanna hopes that God can show himself in the time of sadness, praying that Andy can confide in the Lord and allow God to take on the burden and the hurt he may be feeling right now. Amen. Prayers for Rihanna. Lifting her up and dealing with stress from juggling all she has to juggle. Praying that God gives her the no when she needs to say no. Amen. We're lifting up co-worker's daughter, a new mom, Brandy, who's a co-worker to Renee, who recently was diagnosed with seizures. And we're praying that God heals her so she can be there for her new baby along with the 3-year-old son. Amen. 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 We're praying for Gracelyn and her depression, mental, emotional health. We're praying that God lights his fire under, that God will light his fire under her to give her a desire to want to go back to church. Praying that the trauma she is experiencing in her childhood will not be what shapes her mentally. Amen. As she gets older, that God will definitely heal her starting now. Amen. Amen. Our children are suffering. Praying for cousins John and Jason, who lost their mother over the summer, who has been feeling loneliness and sadness, asking God to cover them and heal their hearts. Prayers for Keddie, praying for her mental health and dealing with the stress and sadness of losing her best friend and dealing with her brother's health and over her overall family issues. Amen. Praying for Anika and her mental health, praying that she reaches out when she needs her people. Amen. Praying for brothers Ennis and Warren and sister Cappy, and keeping them lifted before the Lord, and that he will continue to have them seek him for his guidance. Praying for Darrell's mental health and emotional health, praying that God sits him still so that he can see what is not right. Amen. Asking God to put Darrell's heart and mind in order, praying that Darrell will run back to God, understanding that only he can and will make the ultimate deliverance in his life. Amen. Praying for Tony and his mental disorders, praying that he understands there is such a thing as being dysfunctional and unstable. Praying that he stops running away from the blatant attempts God is making to give him a better mind and better life. Amen. Praying for Allie and asking God to keep her away from postpartum depression while being a new mom again and helping to keep her husband on track spiritually. Amen. Lifting up Ada, lifting up her mental health as she progresses in her pregnancy, praying that she rests her cares upon the Lord. Amen. And praying for emotional and mental health for all that walked away from the church. Amen. There's prayer for Gianna and Alexis, asking God to keep them stable and open their parents' hearts and minds so that they can help Gianna and Alexis be emotionally stable. Praying for the pastor. Amen, that God continues to give her the strength that she needs to deal with all that God gave her to minister to. Amen. And we have had a litany of requests, and we're giving God thanks for all of you who responded to who God put on your hearts and in your mind. So I want us to now hold hands and hold hearts as we go before the Lord, because this mental health and depression is huge, and we can't underestimate it. So, you know, the Bible tells us that, you know, one will chase 1,000 and two will send 10,000 to flight. So that's why we need to hold hands and hearts, because we need to send this enemy far away from us and our people. Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for just keeping us. We are only here right now because you have stabilized every last one of us. Because right now, all of us could be so mentally unstable that we wouldn't even know to come to you, that we wouldn't even think to come to you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, right now, we have come together, joining hands and joining hearts, God. You have heard every request that has been placed on the table. God, we have had as young as infants, eight-year-olds, teenagers, young adults, people in adolescence, middle age, seniors, God. Everybody's been lifted to you, God. The good, the bad, dear Heavenly Father. Those of us who have challenges that we bring on ourselves, God, and those of us who are struggling to walk in your will and your way, God. Everybody has been offered up to you tonight. And we are relying on you right now, God, to cover our mental debility. Whether, God, it's a true mental illness that someone is dealing with, or whether it's just mental instability and temporary depression, God, we've had a request for prayer for people who are saying they're going through seasonal, possibly, depression, God. People who are going through depression, God, or some mental pressure because the job is becoming too heavy at times, God. The schoolwork becomes too heavy at times, God, because your family life may be, you know, too heavy. Your children might not be doing well, God. Your grandchildren might not be doing well. The people on your job are not doing well, so therefore it has a domino effect, Heavenly Father. The boss is not going through a good time in his life, God, and now that's adding pressure to the employee, dear Heavenly Father, for the people who are in the hospital, dear Heavenly Father, who are tired of being ill, God, who don't understand why it's them who's ill, God, to the doctor who's stressing because he can't figure out what's going on with his patient, God, for the lawyer who is struggling to try to figure out how to get their client off, dear Heavenly Father, to the mother, God, who's watching her children deteriorate, Heavenly Father, the sibling who's watching their brothers and sisters go through stuff, dear Heavenly Father, for the pastor, God, who's carrying the weight of the congregation and everybody else on their arms and shoulders, dear Heavenly Father, to the father who is out there, dear Heavenly Father, who's struggling, God, who's trying to make ends meet, who's doing whatever he can do, God, who feels that he needs to work and work and work because he's got to put food on the table, God, to the mother, dear Heavenly Father, who's trying to make ends meet, trying to make all the bills go away, dear Heavenly Father, getting them paid, dear Heavenly Father. God, we're lifting everybody to you, God. The child who's being bullied, dear Heavenly Father, we're asking you, God, to just get that mental health together, God. Give them courage and give them strength, God, to just open up and talk about it, dear Heavenly Father. That we cancel all suicide on our children, dear Heavenly Father, right now, God. We're going to pray for the bullies who he can or she can't figure out why she's treating people the way she or he is treating people, but all they know is they just need to be in control. We're going to lift up the controlling abuser, that husband, that wife, or that partner, dear Heavenly Father, who's confused because they've gone through some trauma in their life, dear Heavenly Father. And they need to be in control because when they were children, they knew what it was not to be in control. And they said they would not let it go on any longer. God, we're going to lift up that individual that said they're not going to church because when they were younger, they were supposed to go to church and they have their own ability to make their own decision, dear Heavenly Father, and they're not going to do it. We're going to just cancel that thought, dear Heavenly Father, that the enemy and their nasty flesh and spirit, God, would no longer reject you, but that they would understand that you sent your son to die for their sins, and in a shame that they would reject the life-saving moment that Jesus spent on that cross, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're going to lift up that veteran, dear Heavenly Father, who experienced a traumatizing episode in their life when they went to war, only to come back to the streets, dear Heavenly Father, that there was no home for them and there was no support for them, God, that they may have lost their family while they were away, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're lifting up that rape victim, dear Heavenly Father, who is struggling right now, God, trying to wonder if it was their fault, or they're blaming themselves or beating themselves up, dear Heavenly Father, and they can't seem to get themselves together. We're lifting up the children that have been molested, dear Heavenly Father. We're lifting them right now, God, that you take control of their life, that you take control of their mind, dear Heavenly Father, that you wrap your arms around them, God, and you show them what love, what true love and care is, God. We're going to lift up that rapist and that murderer before you, dear Heavenly Father, whatever twisted thoughts that they have in their mind, God, we're just going to hold it all up into captivity right now, God, because you can turn anybody around, dear Heavenly Father. We're going to lift up that father who can't offer his children anything because he didn't have a father to pattern himself behind, God, and that he would hear from you and understand that you are the best example that there could ever be, God, that he does not have to be depressed, that he does not have to struggle, because you have set an example and you have shown what it is to be a father to his children, and that as long as they hold on to you, God, you can carry them through this journey, God. Lord, we're just coming before you tonight because this mental health issue, this mental illness issue, dear God, this depression that's going on, God, people are struggling. God, we're going to lift up those people who are struggling mentally because of the medicine that they're taking, and they can't figure out what's going on, why they're feeling anxious, or why they're feeling depressed, or why they want to commit suicide, or why they're crying all the time, or why they're angry all the time, God, and it's just mad. We pray, God, that you give them a mental balance, that they can feel instantaneously, that they would acknowledge, God, that you are the one in control, and that, yes, we know that the medicine was given to help them, God, but it's just having an adverse reaction on their body. But you give them the wisdom and the understanding to figure out what's going on, and they can take it to the doctor, and the doctor would be able to help them, God. Lord, we're going to lift up each person who was in church and who turned their backs and walked off. Whatever it is that they were chasing, God, whatever it is that they thought they could find, how the grass looked greener on the other side, God, we're going to ask you, God, to help control their mind. We know, God, that we're not robots, and you are not going to pull strings and make us act anyway, God, but we know that they have children and they have other people that are relying on them, God. So we're asking you to just turn this whole thing around. God, we're going to lift up that person who feels like they need to smoke weed, take drugs, or drink in order to get those dark and hard thoughts and those memories away. That only you have the answer. That those drugs and that alcohol, that promiscuity, that gambling, that none of those things, God, will help them. That they must seek you, God. We're going to lift up everybody, dear Heavenly Father, who says that they follow you. We're going to lift up everybody who says that they trust you. We're going to lift up everybody who says that, oh, that you're in their heart. And they don't have to sit up in church. And they don't have to do this or they do that. But they're not ultimately serving you. That their flesh and spirit has got them all twisted. That the enemy has presented something, God, that they would think that, oh, it's so beautiful. But only you can give the peace that can surpass all understanding. We're thanking you, God, for calling our attention to this topic tonight, God. We thank you for Pastor Corrine, the Heavenly Father, who answered so many issues and prayers and helped to solve any confusion, God. Thank you, God. And we pray that that would just be the beginning of a journey for so many who heard and who will hear going forward, God. That broadcast would just go from one end of the earth to the other, dear Heavenly Father. That you would touch upon anybody who hears it and deal with their mental state, dear Heavenly Father. Because just like she said, it's a conversation that we have with our past and sometimes gets left right there. So mentally we're at a standstill. We can't figure out which way to go because we have just gotten stuck in our past. So we ask you to bless her life, God, and keep her mind flowing and functioning, dear Heavenly Father. Her mind focused on you, God, so that she can help to heal your people, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're going to lift up every prisoner right now, dear Heavenly Father. Whether they're in a local cell or whether they're in a maximum security prison right now, God. If they've got 23 hours in and 1 hour out, God, we're going to cover them right now in prayer, God. We're going to ask you to deal with their mental state, God. That whatever got them there, God, that they can turn it all around. That they don't have to be stuck there mentally. They may have to pay a price for what the crime that they committed, but the prison doesn't have to have their mind. That yes, you can relieve that from them as well. That they would not be worse. That they would not commit future crimes, God, because they figure they ain't got nothing else to lose. We're thanking you, God. For every time you've answered our prayer, when we were over in the corner and we couldn't move, when we were our own worst enemies, God, that we didn't even give the enemy a chance to get at us because we were already twisted by our own flesh and spirit. And we thank you, God, for release. We thank you, God, for freedom. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you, God, for peace. We thank you, God, for comfort. We thank you, God, for rest. We thank you, God, for family and friends, God. We thank you, God, for a shelter, God, that we could go in and get in a bed, God, and just lay our head on a pillow and be able to rise up, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to be in our own sanctuary, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the church. The building church as well as the church family, God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the job. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for our enemies that has built our strength, who has built our courage, gospel, we have looked and said we are not going to allow them to destroy us, because we have a God that has a legion of angels that surround us moment by moment by moment, and that our flesh and spirit can't win, that your spirit will take control, that we will step back and allow your spirit, God, to be the spirit that's leading and guiding. That we will send the enemy to fight every opportunity we get. That we will continue to call on the name of the Lord. Jesus, Savior, Redeemer, Friend, Brother. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, the Messiah. Thank you, God. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The enemy can't stand it, God. Teach us, God. Teach us. Teach us how to position ourselves so that when you come for our mental state, that we will war and fight against you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for what you've done, and that we could be here tonight lifting ourselves and others before you. What you will do for us going forward as you spare our life. That we will not forget to give you the glory and the honor, so rightly do your name, dear Heavenly Father. That we will become so twisted that we forget to thank you. We're here today asking and petitioning, but so many times we get up off our knees, God, and we move and we just don't look back. For God, we cancel that spirit right now, that spirit of forgetfulness, that spirit of ungratefulness, that spirit of unacknowledgement, God. We cancel all of that now, and we replace it with gratitude, with appreciation, with love, with thanksgiving. And God, we're asking you that as we walk into this holiday of Thanksgiving, God, that we thank you even for something as our mental state. That if we could get in the kitchen and cook, that you are behind that. And we can just assist, that you are behind that. That if we could just get up and go to work every day and come back, you are behind that. And no matter what we do, you are the reason why we can do whatever it is we do. I don't care if we fry chicken. I don't care if we flip a pancake. It is the mental state that allows us to even be able to do something as simple as that, God. Because there are so many who can't even accomplish that. Thank you, Father, for all that you continue to do for us, God. The times when we just don't take the time to say thank you. We're going to start right now on a new plane, a new journey of remembering to say thank you. That our mental state won't be so twisted, that we won't be so discouraged and despondent and depressed, that we forget to get up every day and throughout the day say thank you for everything you did, for everything you've given. Because had you not given us yesterday, had you not given us last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, we would not be where we are today. Thank you. And we love you, God, for all that you do. We thank you, God, for just keeping the Wi-Fi together, God. Thank you for paying the bills, God, that kept this phone going. Thank you, God. That when we thought we were going to lose our minds, oh, you kept it together. We love you, Lord, because there's nothing we could do without you. We give you the glory and the honor, so rightly do your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we always come back because we get prayer requests, and we can't leave nothing on the table. We're praying for Curtis, praying that God dips deep to reveal him to him all that he needs to leave at the feet of Jesus, praying that he stops being the downfall of others' mental health and that he will have a desire to repair his life in the Lord. We're praying for Boss Lisa and her mental health as she fights feelings of abandonment and loneliness, as both her parents are gone and have struggled as she works and feels that she's challenging, someone is challenging her integrity, and that she would rest on God and trust that he is with her at all times. We're praying for Tiffany, praying that she stops ignoring the mental disorder that has possibly passed down to her genetically, praying that she stops rejecting God's help and that she gets better for her son. We're praying for Terry, praying that she lets go of her pride and learns to allow Jesus to handle her emotional stability. We're going to pray for Pastor KL as, you know, he's getting hit left and right, you know, with issues, you know, praying that he's able to keep it together as his mother and his sister are healing from some difficulty with their health. We are going to pray for Pastor Kim as she's putting everything together as she's dealing with this vertigo, you know, and it's taking her all off balance. We're going to pray that her mental stability is not affected. We're praying for Isaiah, India, and Israel. And as they are children, we're praying that they are covered by God's love and protection, and that they will be able to keep it together mentally as children. We're going to lift Pierce up in prayer tonight as he's being, you know, sought after for his ability to run well, and that he keeps his head together, that he does not allow pride or anything to distract him, that he would definitely allow God to deal with him. Even in his young 12-year, 13-year-old life, not too young. Amen. We're praying for the mental stability of Kareem and Kalisha, that they put their children first above any and everything. We're going to pray for Terry, that as she's dealing with the difficulty for her eyes, or with her eyes, that she does not forget that no matter how bad it gets, that God is in control. And what can possibly happen if we were to turn that attention around to the Lord? We're praying for Monet, as she's such a wonderful daughter who is by her mother's side. And we pray that at no time that she feel overwhelmed. At no time does she feel lonely, and that even though she has not really been introduced to God, that God will cover her and keep her mentally stable as she goes through school and does her schoolwork really well. And we're praying that God keeps her. We're praying for Auntie Brenda and Auntie Pam as they have, you know, they're still dealing with the loss of their mom and such a powerful woman. And they're older in age. Imagine, you know, being in your 70s and late 60s and still having your mom in your life and having to let go. So we're praying that God keeps them stable and focused so that their hearts won't miss, you know, so much, and that they would remember so many of the great things. We're praying for Shantice, that God would keep her mentally stable as she's reading God's word, as she's listening to God's word, as she's studying God's word, as she's reciting and memorizing God's word, that she does not allow anything in her past to dictate negatively what goes on in her future. We're going to pray for Ernie. We're going to pray that as she's in the rehab center, that God helps her hold it together. She gets lonely. And you know, you can't really get there the way you may want to visit her, but that God would keep her company. And this is her alone time that she's spending with God. And that God has strategically positioned her so that she could put her mind on him. Amen. We're going to lift Kaylee up before the Lord as we ask him to help to keep her focused on him. that no matter what anybody else does, no matter what anyone else says, that is nothing but her and God just taking on life. That she can do her schoolwork, she can be a big sister, that she can be a good daughter, that she can be a great granddaughter, and that she knows that God is always there. We're going to lift up Jimmy before God as he's scrambling to figure out what he wants to do, what he needs to do. He wants to do this, he wants to do that, he wants to try this, he wants to try that. He's letting the world dictate what men do and what men don't do, and that God would take captivity of his mind and sit him down and help him focus on all the things that he has been given to do to serve God, and that God would definitely control his mental health. And we're going to lift up my neighbor Renee as she has undergone a major surgery, and we're praying for her mental stability as she goes through recovery and the pain that she's been experiencing and being away from her family. And, you know, thank God she's done a fantastic job raising her children, and that they would be there for her and that she does not feel loneliness or abandoned at any given moment. And I want to tell you something. I have been post-surgery where I couldn't even read my Bible. That's my head. My head was, and it was a minute. It was quite a minute, and Anika would have to come and read to me. She would have to come and read to me, because I could. Let me tell you something. When you go through surgery, your whole body takes on a change, not just the part that they're operating on. So I wanted to lift Renee up tonight, because with all that's going on, you know, she still has to go through, you know, treatments after this major surgery. So I'm praying that she knows God. She does know God. She's a woman. She's a godly woman. But I pray that she makes sure that she keeps that connection going. So I'm just grateful to God for all of the prayers that took place tonight, that we are still under the banner of holding hands and holding hearts. Please hang out with us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And make sure you, if you cannot connect with us, that you use that same link. And we are on demand 24 hours a day. Before I go, I want to remind you that it is Sunday night every week at 9 p.m. Come and join us, Facebook Live, Coach for Christian Life. Come join us, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show on YouTube Live. That we are A Closer Walk Talk Show on Block Talk Radio, and you can catch us live audio every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Please don't forget to make Jesus your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to us. I want to take this time to thank Shanti for holding us down on Block Talk Radio, and thanking our girl Anika for holding us down here on StreamYard that takes care of our Facebook Live and our YouTube Live. Could not do it without these two women of God. I love you. Until we meet again, God bless.